You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a BingeCast commentary.
Welcome to a BingeCast movie commentary only on bingemedia.net. I'm Pete Senek, and I'm here with Alex and Sierra.
What is going on? It's good to be back in the commentary studios.
We are doing Sweepy Hollow, by the way.
Sweepy ass. Sweepy.
I just thought about that as you played that.
Hold on.
It's time for the mini sweep.
Yeah. Why? It seems like she's just following us around, even
everywhere.
When we don't want her to, in a very headless horseman kind of way.
I definitely don't want her here. I said that before that, but I brought her here. Mm-hmm. Well, you brought her here with that song.
You're welcome.
And then I just acknowledged it that it's Sweepy Hollow.
It's awesome.
Anyway. Thanks for joining me. We were kind of shooting around ideas because I've been out of commission for a few weeks because my computer, I needed a kick in the ass. Let's get another comm going.
Mm-hmm.
We were shooting ideas. I think Blow was an idea, but we kind of liked the idea of Johnny Depp. And then I don't know what it was, but I looked up Sleepy Hollow. I'm like, when was this released? Because you, when we went to Ohio together, you said you love Sleepy Hollow, and I had no idea this was one of your that you really liked this flick. So I looked it up. Well, it wasn't funny.
You think you know everything about a person, and then they drop some fucking Sleepy Hollow tidbits in your lap.
Well, this is a odd. It just feels like an odd film for you to like for some
reason. Burton. I love Burton. I love Depp. I love Christina Ricci and them Diddle. But
doesn't seem that weird after you name all those things.
You know, when you lay it all out like that, all the evidence.
Yeah, it goes in the non-weird filing cabinet. Oh, okay. But I looked up the release date of this thing. We are recording it the day it was released, November 19th, 1999. We're not recording this in 99. That's when it came out.
Correct.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck it. Let's do some Sweepy Hollow. We're calling it Sweepy Hollow from now on, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything else but that now.
This is ridiculous. But it's good to have you on. It's good to be back in the commentary realm. If you are watching along with us at home or wherever you watch your stuff, we are at... All the title logos have passed, and then it's a black screen. It says Tim Burton Film. It's with a cloud behind the title. For my copy, it's 55 seconds. For Alex's, it's around 48. We realize the copy that I have has a Paramount Pictures on it, but Alex, your copy only had Mandalay.
Yeah, this is straight from Mandalay. This is straight from Mandalay. They don't have anything to do with Paramount.
And mine was both. Paramount Pictures and Mandalay Pictures Presents. So there must have been a feud somewhere. Because I have the DVD, so maybe the copy you have is the updated version. Paramount's
we don't want this. Yeah,
yep. We don't want this shit.
Mm-mm.
So if everyone's all queued up to a Tim Burton film on screen, I'm going to do a countdown. 3, 2, 1, go. And on go, we're going to hit play and watch the mini Sweepy Hollow.
Yes.
I tried. So, are you ready to go?
I'm fucking stoked. I'm ready to do this.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Boom.
All right, I'm going to throw it up here. We go. Check 1, 2. Okay.
Look at this Disney fucking precursor. Boom.
What's that?
Did you see that?
No, what happened?
With the wax?
Oh, I saw wax.
Yeah, it's the Mickey Mouse little Disney precursor there.
Oh, sorry, I was messing with my levels.
Whoa.
Peter Van Garrett.
Oh my god! I have a feeling that Peter, like both of you,
yeah,
like that's where the tree split. Is a Peter Van Garrett, and that's how the two of you came into existence. You guys are.
We are related somehow. Yeah,
somehow.
Through Peter Van Garrett. He is our elder.
Yes. It's four.
It was four. The year was 410.
I turned this down a little bit. The year was 410. Ah, who could forget it?
410 BC.
You guys go back that far. It's amazing.
Yeah, 410 GC, I should say.
Does that mean now you're 410 MC? Oh!
No!
Hey, look at that.
Hey, look at that skeleton. That's a good prop.
Now, that was a nice opening of fucking writing a nice letter and shit.
Yeah.
You and Michelle are very artistic people. Have you guys gotten into, like, fountain pens and calligraphy and all that? Wax stamps?
No. You know... That just seems like a messy thing.
Oh, it's super messy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't have any more messes in my house. How about you? You a fountain pen guy?
I try to be. I have one particular journal I write with a fountain pen.
Whoa.
Only because it was like one of those subscription box things. And again, like a bunch of cool guy shit in it every month. But they sent like a journal, a little fountain pen. But it's not like one of the dipping ink fountain pens. It comes with like replaceable ink cartridges. So you just load it in the back. It's got a nice gold tip on it.
Oh, okay.
But you don't get those nice like curves. It doesn't have... The tip on it doesn't... It's not wide enough to get those like really nice like... straight lines, and then you could do like a fat line. It's not really like that. It's just kind of like a regular pen, now that I think about it. Actually, it doesn't have anything to do with a fountain pen. I don't even know I brought that up.
It's a pencil.
I've been writing with a pencil this whole time. They fucking sold me a fountain pen.
Just says fountain pen on it. The CIL is rubbed off.
Babe, Liz, I don't know if... I don't know. Might have got screwed on this one. I don't think this is a fountain pen.
I think you're a little bit ahead of me. Okay. You stay where you are, I think.
Well, I'll pause for a second.
Burn it. Yes, sir. Burn it. Yes, sir. All right.
There we go. Just a moment, if I
may. We do not yet know. Oh, see, you're a little bit still.
Oh, you pause now. Possibly so. Is this peak goth Burton?
Goth Burton, that's a great question. I knew we were going to do like an IMDb, whether it was going to be Depp. I thought we were going to be doing a Depp run, which it's possible. We just started this movie.
A Depp what? Doing a Depp
one? IMDb Depp run.
Like, oh, yeah.
Go through that shit. Is this peak? I guess this is peak. I mean, I would say this is the last of the goth. Right from here, he goes Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not goth.
Then Big Fish, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and then he brings it back for Corpse Bride. But then Sweeney Todd 07. So then he brings it and he comes back.
Yeah, Sweeney Todd almost seems like it's the nail in the coffin for goth Burton.
Although yeah, that or Dark Shadows.
Dark
too.
Shadows, yeah, you're right. I gotta be honest, the last film of Burton's new stuff.
Yeah.
The last Burton film, I should say, that I watched was Dark Shadows, and I don't even know if you call that a watch.
Infamous.
Yeah, it's the second in a doubleheader of Battleship and then Dark Shadows, while we're on mushrooms. Not a great movie to come down off of mushrooms.
No.
But Dark Shadows. I mean, I think you could make an argument that maybe either Ed Wood or Nightmare is. Or maybe even Edward Scissorhands. But I still feel like even if you picked Edward Scissorhands, all right, that's hands down, fucking goth story, you know, yeah. Emo dude, you know, gets the girl, kind of doesn't get the girl. But still, he does like Ed Wood after that. He does Sleepy Hollow after that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And those are great. I mean, Ed Wood's great. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any issues with this.
Yeah.
He's just taking an old-timey tale and making a film about it.
Yeah.
I don't
yep.
see anything crazy wrong with it. You got the vibe of the film is there. Obviously, we're a month out from October, which has that vibe, but it's weird that this was a November release though.
Yeah. Yeah, after the fact.
Yeah. Everyone's thinking about Christmas at this point, and then you roll this out.
Hey, what about Sleepy Hollow, guys?
Is that how Tim taught you? Yeah, you're right. Tim's emo.
Hey, Sleepy Hollow, guys. Are you ready? Welcome to the script reading. It's the first time. Hey, Johnny. Good to see you.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show. Sorry.
Well, that was remarkably, Nick, like, Nicholas. Fucking...
Nick, you're not cast as fucking... He thinks he was fucking... What's his name? Not Ebenezer. Back in Ichabod. Look, I'm Nickabod. Change my name to Nickabod Cage.
Nickabod Cage. That old classic investigator.
Oh, shit. So, you and I, just for a little backstory, which goes back like 3 months, we put this on when we... stayed at an Airbnb, and I think you and I just like stood for like the first 15 minutes in front of the television. We didn't even sit. We were just standing watching this, enjoying it.
Yeah.
And then we decided, oh, there's seats. Let's sit and watch it. I think we watched kind of more than half of the movie. Like, we could have been doing plenty of other things. We decided that this was,
this is what we're doing.
The right move.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
It's nice.
I mean, we were laughing our asses off with this.
Depp is so good in this. I mean, he's really leaning into the like silent film actor facial expressions. Like all of his acting is done with his face. He's so good in this.
So great, yeah.
Just any kind of any scene where he shows up and it's like gruesome or like something scary, like just his facial expressions are just so classic. Like he can't hide it.
No. he's so good.
I want to say that he always has like crazy inspirations for, like what he pulls for his choices for his acting choices.
Yeah.
Or who he's playing. I want to say this one was a dog. Like a puppy.
Really?
If it's not this one, then it's... I didn't know that. Executive producer, Francis Ford Coppola. Yeah. I want to say it's this one. It might be another movie.
That's a very interesting factoid.
I'll try to find that.
I mean, you gotta love the fucking Burton Depp films they had. This, Edward Scissorhands, Ed Wood.
Oof, yeah.
I mean, yeah, we talked about Dark Shadows. But... yeah, I mean, guess it's the emo version of Scorsese and DiCaprio.
Yeah, totally. I like to say goth, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. There is right. a difference.
Calm down.
I hate when people used to call me emo, bro.
Directed by Tim Burton. We were going to have a third tonight. We miss him. But he'll be back.
Yeah, I seem to recall he's a pretty big fan of this, too.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the movies that he and his brothers watched growing up.
Bill. He bailed. He bailed. That's all. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say any names. Look at these creepy guys. I'm going to try to catch up to you a little bit.
Wait, am I ahead of you now?
Yeah.
Oh, things are weird.
Just stay there. Oh, boy. I'm going to try to find you. I'm looking for Baltus
Fantastic. I'm Astana. Oh, yeah. And who are you, friend? We have not heard your name. Now, what do you think was the big Christina Ricci breakout role, like as an adult, though? It wasn't like Black Snake Moan, was it? I mean, was that like the, oh, she's definitely an adult actress now, you know what I mean?
That's a good question. I am Constable Ichabod Crane, sent to investigate murder in Sleepy Hollow. It couldn't have been that.
Yeah.
I mean, I just knew her from, you know, Adam's Family, but mm-hmm. she was still a kid then. And then I remember Casper, but still a kid.
And then Ghost World. Oh, no, she was in a Ghost World.
Buffalo 66.
Yeah, remember that.
But that's still, I wouldn't say breakout role. Fear and Loathing.
See, that's still in the pocket of her. Yeah, people considering her a, because like even in the Ice Storm, I remember that.
Yeah.
Which is a drama, but she was like one of the teenagers in that.
Excellent. Come in. I mean, this.
Oh, 200 cigarettes, yeah.
I would say this is. We are joined by Dr. Thomas Lancaster. Pretty big yeah. as far as, you know, top billing.
Mm hmm. Oh, she was in Monster. That's right. Remember that shit?
Oh, yeah. I gotta catch up to you. I don't know if I'm behind you.
And he's opening the book.
Alright, he just closed the book on mine, so I'm gonna just. Oh, we are so close. Alright, we're close. I'm just gonna leave it there. Fuck it. Peter Van Garrett. That's gonna be my drag name, I think. Peter Van Garrett.
I hate this old fat guy. He's so grody.
Him?
No, that's fuck. Well, he's grody for sure. Fucking Jeffrey Jones. Fucking Kid Toucher.
Oh, the Potter's uncle. Harry Potter's uncle is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Griffiths. Griffiths. Ooh, that's a tough last name.
Griffiths.
Griffiths.
When do you stop? He's fucking turned into a snake afterwards. Jesus. Griffiths.
Hissing at people.
Just hissing at people and shit. That was, by the way, this is a fucking, I don't want to timestamp this too much. That's my favorite version of Trump, by the way, is when he turned into a snake.
And he hissed when was
at,
that?
He hissed at that person. Hold on, I'll send it to you.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Recently?
It was a couple years ago.
Oh, years ago. Okay.
This guy's got a nice mullet going on, though.
Fantastic mullet. Best mullet. Oh, that's fucking, what's his name? I didn't even realize. Mullet guy's fucking, what's his nuts? Fucking Alfred from fucking 89 Batman.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Nice.
I didn't even know that. He looks different with that mullet. He rode a giant black steed named Daredevil. Fucking Chris Walken.
This is very Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it is. Chopping off heads of full
game. Just the way it's shot, there's fire all around, bunch of swords. Yes.
So
the Seador!
I am no man.
All right, now I just want to do Lord of the Rings fucking lines for the rest of this episode.
Okay.
You have my axe.
You cannot wield it. None of us can. It's fucking horrible acting.
That is terrible.
Oh, it's such a bad line delivery.
It's his voice that really irks me.
You cannot wield it. None of us can.
What was he doing? Peter, no second take. I'm talking to Peter Jackson.
I thought you were talking to Peter Van Garrett.
No. Oh, Walken looks disgusting. He's so gross. Chopped off his head with his own sword. And that's Emperor fucking Palpatine right there.
Right. I was just going to say, what is it? I fucking know this guy from something.
Star Wars. Now the Hessian wakes. He's on the rampage. Depp's been in the news lately. He's like fucking was asked to depart from his role in Fantastic Beasts. Guessing for
For the Amber Heard stuff.
I'm guessing. It's the only thing I could think of. But he still gets a fucking 8-figure payday on that, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Honor the contract.
Yeah. I'm like, fine, I guess I won't be in it. When can I cash this? Thanks. Reverend Steenwick, gentlemen.
Murder needs no ghosts come from the grave. We have murders in New York without benefit of schools and goblins.
You're a long way from New York, Constable.
The assassin is a man of flesh and blood, and I will.
See, this is really good for the Ichabod Crane character that he comes into. You know, he's coming from the big city, right? And he's going out to the country. He's like, I'm going to help these fucking country bumpkins out.
Yeah.
Very logical like explanation for this.
It's like Jaws.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I like this shot here.
I'm going to go to this fucking ocean, that bay area. I'm going to be a cop over there. I'll help these guys out.
Zoop.
It's like a... the village. When they're on lookout.
Yeah. Yeah. It's obviously really important for his character to just, you know, have that reality hit him in the face that he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he had it all figured out and he doesn't even have it figured out. Not even the least bit. He just fucking decides he wants to leave.
Yeah.
This movie and Bringing Out the Dead were the last movies to be released on Laserdisc.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking triv right there.
This is a weird one. Winona Ryder was offered the role of Katrina Von Tassel, but turned it down. Why was she offered that? Do you think she wants to fucking do a movie with her ex-husband? You know what I mean? It's like, come on.
Yeah. Tim wasn't thinking about that.
home for your breakfast?
Because your mother wants to. There's a little ginge.
This is good stuff. Depp going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
He's never watched this movie because he hates his acting in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never listen to my commentaries.
So you know how it feels.
I can't shit on the guy for hating his own art. Yes, this is art, by the way. I remember saying in Ohio, I was like, this is like Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator.
Yeah.
Have I missed the battle?
You missed the war.
And what's his name? Casper?
Casper Van Dien.
Yeah. Some huge, this is a powerhouse cast, by the way.
Huge cast.
Huge. Interesting. Very interesting. What is? In headless corpse cases of this sort, the head is removed to prevent identification of the body. Precisely, so why was the head removed? Finally was able to catch up to you. As far as audio.
Oh, we got this.
Yeah. You must never move the button. Why not? Because. Why not?
What a dick. Almost the entire design team was from 89 Batman.
Oh, good.
Hence that thing that I thought was a Batman logo in the opening credits, which was just smoke.
I'll allow it. You know, you were fooled. Fool of a duke. I love all his shit that he's got. I love the glasses he puts on later.
Oh, yeah. Goggles. Yep.
Who's that guy on the left? Who the fuck's that guy? I'm going to have to look that guy up.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's embarrassed. Steampunk, right?
Style. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cauterized. It was like a lightsaber. And yet, no blistering, no scorching. Maybe that's what Walken wields. Maybe he wields a lightsaber.
Everything goes back to Star Wars, doesn't it?
Star Wars. Johnny Depp adopted Goldeneye, which is the horse that he was riding when he learned and heard that they were going to put it down. So he adopted it. Yeah.
He's got enough money to take care of it.
He probably doesn't take care of it.
Young Masbeth. He, I think I mentioned this during vacation, but he plays young Steve Buscemi in flashback scenes in Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, nice.
Young Masbeth.
Big role in Boardwalk?
This kid?
Memorable role? Yeah.
He's in, yeah. So he gets a fair amount of screen time in the last couple of seasons.
Oh, cool.
Mark Peckering.
Did you find those scenes necessary that you needed them in Boardwalk to see? Okay.
Why are we going back this far?
Like, why are we going back this far? And I'm like, holy shit, he fucking sounds exactly like Steve Buscemi would as cool. a little kid.
Yeah, I don't... That's the problem, going back so far. You're like, wait a minute, I'm invested in the story that you're telling right now, during yeah. this time.
Yeah.
I'm already invested in this character. I don't need to go back. Yeah. I'm already in.
I'm already here. You got me. Now you're losing me.
Yeah.
This guy, when he fucking takes off his wig...
Yeah.
I just think it has to be the smelliest thing of all time. I mean... This town smells as it is. Like, this whole time period just seems like it just fucking reeks.
Yeah.
You know, no indoor plumbing, no fucking, no siege lines, no trough lines, doesn't Nothing. Seem like. But no. this guy in his dirty wig that he just fucking takes off has got to yeah. be disgusting.
And he's got to be a sweater, right? He probably Ugh. Sweats.
Yeah, he's sweating constantly.
I mean, sometimes inside of my... Like baseball hat smell if I'm wearing them for a few days. You're just like, all right, mm-hmm. enough. Get the wash. That wig, though, they don't got the washing machines. The Widow Winship. Why is this kid using a lantern? Is it a flashlight? Use your iPhone.
Yeah, seriously.
Idiot. Bring the widow in. What's that guy doing? He's like reading porn.
Oh, you must have disturbed me. A headless woman? What? Neck wound cauterized.
The sword thrust to the stomach. What has that guy been in? The tall
ginge. I just recognize him. He was in a couple of episodes of The Tudors. That's the only thing I know him from.
Oh. Steve Waddington.
Classic.
Steve Waddington. Last of the Mohicans, The Tudors, Imitation Game.
Oh, he's in the Imitation Game, huh?
Imitation Game.
Okay.
Nothing else really big. A lot of TV.
I love that he's just flying by the seat of his pants here. He's just like fucking literally winging it.
Yeah.
What's that little thing at the top there that he's fucking... It's got like a little bag on top of it.
That's got to be where. That's. Yeah, I don't know why there's a bag, but that's where that string is attached to pull, I guess. Mm-hmm. The. What in the name of God have you done to him? Blood he is.
He's covered in blood. Love that. I love that part. We're dealing with a madman. They're just looking at him covered in blood.
That was a weird color of blood. It was like pink on my screen.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a Beetlejuice.
Oh, definitely.
Not
Nothing good ever happens on a bridge in Tim Burton movies. I don't even know if that's true. I just know it's true in those two movies.
Let's go with it. I'm going with it. I'm putting it in the article.
I love it. Ooh, Daniel Day-Lewis, Liam Neeson, and Brad Pitt were considered for Ichabod Crane. This is merely a formality requested by the studio, as Johnny Depp was always the first choice for the role.
Who's that? Who'd you say? Daniel Day-Lewis?
Daniel Day-Lewis, Brad Pitt, and Liam Neeson.
I don't like any of those three. I could see Liam Neeson as the Headless Horseman.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that's a bad one. I mean, he probably could have used it in the late 90s. Well, he had a couple of them. He had Fight Club, but then, you know, you also have like Meet Joe Black is in there.
Yeah.
It's fucking that one with Harrison Ford.
Not a good one either.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that one's called. I don't know about Daniel Day.
Daniel Day that's would just make this fucking too serious.
No, yeah, that'd be a completely different movie. Look at these pranksters.
Mm-hmm.
Who else would be good for this role?
Around this time, late 90s. Give me a Freddie Prinze Jr. How about that?
Whoa! I was when you brought up Pitt, I was thinking Ed Norton maybe could do this.
Norton could do good.
I think Depp's the best pick, though.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey today would be good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because of that humor and that Chaplin style of
mm-hmm.
facial expressions and stuff. This kid's not looking at that. He's not looking at your
he's,
car.
Yeah, he's just there. Looking at the fire, isn't he? If, judging by the angles, his eye line.
Oh, I was thinking he was looking a little bit lower.
Oh, at his mom's titties? Too blunt?
No, you nailed it.
Yeah, I always had a crush on her. And then I just read that was Tim Burton's then girlfriend at the time.
Really?
Lady Crane, yeah.
Does that turn you off?
No, I feel pretty great. I feel like we have the same
style.
Taste.
Oh, okay. So you like Helena Bonham Carter too?
That's where we part ways. That's where we're gonna part ways. She just looks like she smells like cigarettes.
Oh, that's Fight Club though. That's Fight Club. In that kitchen, you're like, oh, this is disgusting. This house is gross. I would never stay here.
Always love that part where fucking Brad Pitt shows up in the bedroom and she's all fucked up.
Yeah.
And he looks over and he just sees the giant dildo and she's like, don't worry, it's no threat to you. And then he just hits it with his elbow and it just sways back and forth.
Fantastic. That could be a good com.
Did we do that or no? I don't think so. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I have the I think I still have the criterion for that. One of the few physical medias that I have.
Nice.
Commentary with David Fincher on one. And then on another track, it has a commentary with the screenwriter, who's I forget the name of the screenwriter at the moment, and Chuck Palahniuk, who wrote the novel. That was my shit. I used to fucking listen to that over and over and over again.
Really?
Dude, back in the late 90s or early 2000s, because I had my daughter in 1999, so like obviously I was just home all the time watching movies. And, you know, for the first year, they don't really do anything, babies. So like you're just fucking, I'm just sitting around watching TV and watching movies. Yeah. I was addicted to fucking director commentaries.
It's awesome. I love them so much. I mean, some can get boring, but you really don't know like where they're going for the first 45 minutes. And you're like, okay, I'm not getting anything informative out of this. They're just kind of somewhere like super. I think the Exorcist one was boring, if I remember correctly.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, man, I wanted to know like details about fucking behind the scenes. And he's just like, well, then we use the 45 camera on this. Yeah. I'm like, wait, what? Come on, it's The Exorcist, bro.
Yeah, you would figure, like, Friedkin is such a fucking, he's such a great director. Like, his attention to detail and shit. The way he tells a story.
I'm thinking it was probably great, the commentary, but it wasn't what I was hoping.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
I don't know, I just... wasn't what I wanted it to be.
True Romance is one of my favorite like special editions too, because you got Tony Scott on one track, you got Tarantino on another track.
Oh shit!
And like just those two alone are just that worth the price of it. But then you also have Christian Slater and Patricia Arquette on one track. And that one's okay because they're a little too actory. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, remember this day? On this day, we were doing that. It's not magic, Christina Ricci. Calm down. He's spinning it. Teach me. Like, what?
Teach me how to do that. It's like, what? You see this one side, you fucking idiot? Here's this other fucking side. Now, if you spin this, it looks like it's an optical illusion.
No way, magic. Teach me.
It's like, I just taught you. You fucking hayseed.
Every time they're together and someone, like a third party, walks in, show Ichabod, show them that magic you can do. He's like, enough. The goddamn string.
You would never believe what Ichabod Crane and the type of magic he does from the great city of New York City. Show him, Ichabod Crane. Show him what you could do for us.
Oh my God, Christina, knock it off.
He just walks up. Look, there's one fucking side. Here's the other fucking side. This gets all like real New York on them.
And then that third party is like, oh my God, sorcery. He is, like, that person believes. He's like, fuck, I can't believe you people.
Yeah. That was the witchcraft. There's always that guy in those old movies and shit. The guy that's like four rows back.
The next morning, kids ringing the bell. Ding, 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 ding. Ichabod, sorcerer, can do magic. Ding, ding. He's like, fucking, hey, I'm out of here. That should be the movie.
Sleepy Hollow is just Ichabod Crane. They hired him to fucking figure out why all these people are getting killed. And he just shows up. Does this one not even magic optical illusion, and they all just think he's a fucking magician?
Yeah. That's it. They forget all about their problems of the beheadings, and they just focus on him, and they get like the theater going up and running to get his show going so he can do the one trick for an hour.
Oh my God. That's such a stupid movie. What a dumb movie.
That's Sleepy Hollow. That's Sleepy. Oh,
good. Good. Fucking smelly head. So I love what he does with really the sword here, smell. Where he like twists the sword. That shit's pretty cool.
Did he do it yet?
I think he does it now.
Oh, that's a weird spot.
Oh wait, not here. Maybe in another scene. He does a cool sword thing.
Sword.
Sword.
May the Schwartz be with you. Hey, come to my gray house.
Dude, it's my favorite fucking scene in the movie. Come to my gray house. He's real. Yes.
Look at him in the corner.
Yeah. And look at this guy. He's like, of course it was. That's why you're here. He's like, no, you don't believe me.
I know.
I just love it because he's so crazy.
He's playing it so straight, the other guy.
Yeah. It's like, I told you. Told you. It's like, no, we're fucking used to this. We're used to the headless horseman killing people in our town. He's like, no. I saw it. And he's like, yes, it's real. I fucking love how matter of fact that is.
And that guy is the new Dumbledore in Harry Potter's.
Oh, yeah?
Or, well, he took over after Richard Harris died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think the third movie. Remember we looked up this kid? This is the only thing he's done.
Only thing he's done. We found his Facebook page, too.
Yeah, we did. I didn't friend him. Wait, did I friend him?
He might have friended him. I don't know.
I mean, I was a drinking. Of course I friended him.
Weird thing. His profile pic is him as a little kid in Sleepy Hollow.
Well, yeah. He's only done this one thing.
That was it.
Yeah. His Facebook profile picture, not the Sleepy Hollow photo.
Weirdly enough.
Yeah. Ugh. All right, Tim Burton. Tim Burton, you have to show off your girlfriend that much.
Mm-hmm. Fucking weirdo.
Whoa.
sand drawings?
Read the Bible. Right here it says no sand drawings in this giant castle.
Genesis 3:2:25:40. No sand drawings.
Oh, this is like Willy Wonka. Yeah, go in there in this.
Yeah. Is it raining?
He's getting smaller. No, he's getting larger. He's at it again. I fucking love that movie.
Look how big that fucking perv is. He's a tall fucker. What's his name?
Yeah. Jeffrey Jones.
Jeffrey Jones. Is he in jail or is he just hiding out?
I believe he's hiding out.
I don't know. I didn't see. I must have missed this. The news of this guy. I don't.
It's like 15 years ago. Yeah, yeah.
This doesn't. He's 6'4". 6'4 and a half, bro.
6'4", bro?
Trademark. Towering height. What? Father of actor and producer Julian Coutts. Don't know you. Oh, here we go. November 2002, after having been accused of hiring a 14-year-old boy to pose for sexually explicit photographs, Jones was charged with one felony count of employing a minor for purposes of taking sexually explicit photos and a misdemeanor count of possessing child pornography and released on $20,000 bail.
$20,000 bail?
Yeah.
For wanting to fucking shoot child pornography. Cool. Great. Great country we have. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, okay. And then after 5 years of being a sex offender in the registry, the misdemeanor charge of possession or control of child pornography was dropped. So I guess he's just not even.
He can start all over again.
Yeah.
A new crop of kids.
What are you waiting for? Is he acting? Is he doing anything, this guy? Mm-hmm. Howard the Duck 2? No. He was in the Deadwood movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he was in Deadwood. He was the, wasn't he the newspaper guy?
I don't remember.
Wasn't he the guy who owned the newspaper? A.W. Merrick. That was his character. 35 episodes of Deadwood.
I always love this. How did I forget that? Puts young Masbeth in front of him. You go first. You go first, little kid.
Little Buscemi.
Little Bush.
A lot of movies have this, like, cave dwelling.
Like sorcerer or seer or some shit.
Yeah. I think, like, Neverending Story has something like this, and other movies, too.
Macbeth and shit.
Macbethy. Do you know the horseman, Mom? You know what Depper's reminding me of in these scenes where he's like all nervous is the Fargo cop. Who has like his little
text. Yeah. The season, yeah, yeah.
That's all he does.
Little big gay. One little five, little six, little piggies.
It was getting on my nerves one episode where he just kept I'm like, shut up, why are you breathing like that?
You just wanted to yell at him, knock it off. Knock it off already. Fucking just get it together. Stop being so ticky.
This guy's stinking this place, too. Bat.
Oh, Jesus. That doesn't even look like a sharp knife.
No.
And it's all like red scarlet paint, too, for blood. It's like real thick.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Yeah, it's just not as watery or viscousy. This is Tim Burton's second R-rated movie.
First one being?
Can you guess the first?
Is it Ed Wood?
I'm going to guess Ed Wood also. Let's see. Whoa. I don't know if they make this fucking. Oh, okay. Here it is. Yep. Rated R.
Nice.
I mean, Ed Wood. Yeah.
We're good.
Oh, yeah. We could be good guessers. If that was a fucking job. It'd be nice.
We're leaving now. Do you ever ride a horse?
I've never ridden a horse. Rode an elephant, though.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Was it alive?
It's very much alive, yeah.
How'd you get on it?
Catapult.
No way.
I was about 8 years old. No. 8 years old, I was in Florida for a family trip, and we went to like Busch Gardens or something like that.
You went to the fucking Tiger King?
We went to Tiger King. Fucking Tiger King put me up there, grabbed my little butt. Right.
So you just got lifted up there?
I think it was like a ladder situation.
That's awesome.
I have photos of it somewhere.
Oh,
it's hilarious because I have a nice olive / dark olive complexion. Some mm-hmm. might say mocha, actually.
Yeah.
But in that Florida heat, I was pretty goddamn dark. I won't tell you the type of nicknames I got from my family when I got back home.
Like Mowgli?
Yeah. Really bad stuff. But,
like Jungle Book stuff?
Sure. You could say that. If it was an R-rated version.
Okay.
But I was really dark, so it just looks like there's... If you had zero context, you'd be like, look at this little Indian kid on top of this elephant. This is pretty awesome. He looks happy. Yeah. He looks happy.
In his native area.
Yeah, exactly. Look at this little Indian kid leading this elephant and rest of his classmates on this little tour.
The Magic Kingdom behind him?
Really is magic. It's awesome.
No, I've never ridden an elephant or a horse. I don't think I have the desire.
Yeah, just zero desire to ride a horse.
Mm.
Now, ride a wolf, on the other hand. Now we're talking.
Wow. really up the game there.
Well, if you really want to talk, I'd love to ride a Komodo dragon, but, you know.
I mean, a killer whale. I'm in. I guess I can go to SeaWorld for that. This is a funny bit. It just keeps hitting him right in the eye.
Yeah. You can tell they're just having fun throwing paint at Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Someone's just squirting
yep.
At him.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's Tim? You think Tim's the one doing it?
Yeah. I think so.
I'll only allow Tim to do it.
Oh, he's in character. That's right.
Yeah. He's got to be. He's so method.
Christina Ricci is the perfect example that God doesn't give everything to everybody. Because she got that giant forehead. Yeah, that giant forehead, dog. Can't do anything about that.
Ooh, that's Jaws too. So.
Yeah. Jaws. Yep. Mm-hmm.
One head.
Scrooged action too.
Mm.
You open Christmas, Ghost of Christmas Future.
Yeah.
See all the fucking faces there.
I think I was supposed to do a commentary for that last year.
Didn't we do it?
Did we?
I thought me, you, and Tom did it, because I know Tom's a huge fan of that, too.
I know. I thought we were supposed to, but hold on. I don't think we did.
You're probably right.
Because I bought the DVD Black Friday last year. That was a movie homework.
Oh, it was a movie homework.
In 2013.
What?
Yeah.
We did a movie homework of Scrooge in 2013. That was before the actual series.
Oh, wait. Ooh, no, wait. That
into
wait,
a movie
on.
Homework thing.
2015. Law, Ammon, and Moreno. Mm. 2015, December.
All right.
This is good stuff here.
Yeah.
Looks good.
See, he doesn't want any of them.
No, he doesn't. Why again? He only wants to kill the people that killed him or his. What's the reasoning?
He wants all the people that fucking were responsible for his death.
So all those old people. Split up. Glenn. Split up. What do you think Starship Troopers has been up to?
No, he ain't doing shit.
No? Gasper. Gasper Van Dien. Doesn't look like anything. You're right. Thomas, bad habit. I am a bad habit. There's
nothing for it. Which is weird because this is like around the time where he was pretty hot, right? I mean, isn't Starship Troopers around this time?
97, so 2 years.
97, there you go. I know he was considered for Patrick Bateman in American Psycho. Come on. Let's get ready for bed.
He was in that Alita Battle Angel movie in 2019 that I don't think anyone really saw. Starship. No, he hasn't done much, man. I mean, he does stuff, but nothing notable.
The fucking horseman is just a fucking G. He don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And this guy's pretty badass. He's taking him on.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there.
Get in there, Ginge. Put on a hat so it doesn't reflect off of your head. Look at this shit. Watch this cool ass shit.
Where?
I think Headless got some nice moves here.
Let's see.
It's coming up, I know, at some point. Because he's got the axe now.
I mean, you keep saying it.
I know. False promises.
Is it sorcery like Ichabod? It's good. Good, head. What's she doing? Oh, it looked like she was just hiding in the corner, closing her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a terrible hiding spot.
Take this bitch's head, too. All right. Do you think he just strings him up and throws him over his shoulder like fish? When you go just catch a bunch of fish?
That seems the easiest, or a bag seems pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. That was weird. That was weird.
His turnaround?
Wow. Get his ass.
While holding the heads, too. He doesn't put mm-hmm. him down.
Just in case.
It's a good visual, though.
Come on. Man. You don't gotta fucking kill the little kid. Horseman.
Yeah, why did he kill that family?
He's gotta wipe out that whole line.
Oh, it's the whole bloodline, right?
Yep.
Look at me paying attention. We just picked this movie yesterday. Calm down, everyone. There's actually a Tim Burton commentary for this that I did not get to.
Oh, shit.
Planned on it. Watched other stuff instead.
Boom.
Oh, fuck.
Some Michael Myers shit right there.
Yeah.
Hold on. Give me 10 minutes to fucking load my muzzle, sir.
Was that, that sounded like fucking Loomis for a second there. I thought you were going with Loomis. Oh, there's the sword.
Boom. Leave me alone, motherfucker.
That Loomis character would be great in this movie, though.
Yeah. Thickle. Double thickles.
He's not after you. I think we're enjoying this. We're just
yeah, I know. Watching. I mean, this is good. Fuck it. This is a good fight scene.
Yeah. Stay with us, folks. We'll get back to
this.
Yeah, you did.
We cannot win this. None of us can.
Cannot wield it. Casper's like the Sing Street kid all grown up or something. Kind of looks like him a little bit. Oh, good. Oh. That's a fucking good... Whoa, he fucking flipped him!
Yeah.
With like 2 inches of blade in him.
Mm-hmm. That's how fucking strong he is, bro.
Yeah, and the sword is strong. And Johnny Depp's skin. Because that would have ripped.
Whoa!
Oh, the dude, old split.
Look at this cool ass shit. Watch.
Let me say.
Later.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm just always impressed by that. Because he does it. He doesn't even do it just the sword. He does it with the axe, too.
And my axe.
Bellot.
Milk of Mercy. Christina Ricci. She still work?
I don't know. Check maybe she'd been furlough with fucking
everyone pandemic. Else.
Yeah. Looks like everybody else.
TV series Yellow Jackets, one episode coming up. Can't Stop the Dawn, pre-production. Terminally ill single mom is recruited by a mysterious agent to assassinate the ruthless leader of a human trafficking ring for the promise of a better future for her son.
Jesus.
All right.
I mean, it doesn't look like she's been in a lot of amazing things, though.
No. No. I wouldn't say a voice here and there, like Smurfs 2 and Teen Titans voice. Not much. Speed Racer. I remember for Speed Racer.
Yep.
But yeah. For someone that works so much that hasn't been in like fucking blockbusters or anything like that, it's pretty remarkable that she works so much.
Yeah.
Good on her. Maybe she's just like a good person to have on set. Sometimes you just get hired. Hey, you're in Casper, and you're nice. Cool. Whoa!
So I do believe once it opens, once we get back to normal, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I do believe there is a museum in Chicago for medieval torture devices.
Whoa!
Either medieval torture, it could be both. It could be medieval torture devices and or... like medieval, like surgical tools.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, it's not like the fucking size of the Met or anything.
Gotcha.
It's a small fucking place, but...
I can't do... The Met's too big. I lose interest real quick. But where's the food court? Cool.
Great.
Did we pass it? I'm down for that shit. Oh, shit. She's like, what about me?
The fucking bitch is always asking, what about me? What about me?
That's always a trope in movies, right? This town means nothing to me. I don't care about this place. No one and nothing. And the girl's like, well, fuck you then.
He's just like frustrated. He's just saying he's frustrated with the town he's being in, and she's just like, "Well, guys, I don't mean anything to you either."
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, "All right, now I got fucking two things to fight. Great."
She's mad at him, and then he's like, "Wait, but what about this?" And he whips out the string. Oh, Ichabod, show me that Dickabod.
Show me your magician's balls. Can't I touch a magician's balls, son? Spit all over my microphone.
That was a well-deserved spit, though. You're too kind. This fucking Back to the Future? What is this?
Mm-hmm. Ichabod can stay in my room.
Calvin.
This is, what's her name?
Miranda Richardson?
Miranda Richardson.
I don't know that. I looked right at it on IMDb. It was luck of the draw.
And that was it.
Unaired Game of Thrones prequel pilot she's in.
Oh, shit.
2019. It says completed. Do you know anything about this? Unaired Game of Thrones prequel pilot.
Never saw it. Didn't air.
Oh. It was great. It was so good.
Did you see it?
I got it in with George R.R. R.
Jar Jar?
Jar Jar Martin.
Yeah, because one R wasn't enough.
Nah.
You don't want to get confused with that one George R. Martin.
Oh, yeah. He's a phenomenal writer. Magistrate Phillips knew there were five bodies to four graves. He knew the widow was pregnant. He would not tell me the name of the father. But I don't want to be a pirate. See, this just seems sloppy to me. I'll forget that I wrote it and I'll put my hand on it and I'll get ink everywhere.
Yeah, you gotta go one line at a time, unfortunately.
Yeah. It looks like you need to, like, doesn't look like it dries real quick.
Mm-mm. It's not a soluble paper.
No.
Don't close it. It's gonna fuck up your whole book, Ichabod. Dickabod.
Garrett. Van Garrett's. Garrett Collins tree. Where the hell is Garrett? There is Garrett. Come with me. Where? To Notary Hardenbrook's.
Have you thought of something? Yes. I have. That is a fucking puffy shirt.
Yeah.
That is a classic puffy shirt.
Look at those ducks. They're idiots. They don't know where they're going.
Ducks. Isn't that exhausting to just be walking around the whole time going wah, 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 constantly?
Yes.
I'd be that one duck just by myself. I'd just be like, shut the fuck up already. Just be quiet.
Alfred, with your milky eye, what are you doing?
With your fucking milky eye and your hoarders-like apartment. I know where everything is. That's the thing. I have to keep everything.
Depp looks like he's got a wig on in this scene.
does not look as
You know, that's a really good point. That does not look like natural hair.
What is this? And it doesn't look like the style he's been rocking.
Uh-uh. Not at all. Not at all. This is a good point.
What's going on here?
Hey, halfway through Sleepy Hollow, Depp's hair changes. That's fucking bullshit. We could tell, okay?
The commentary would be like, Tim Burton, like, this is, we had to do reshoots here, and Johnny was working on some other film. They shaved his head. He had to come in one day in the studio to give him this one wig that we found. All right, Tim, cool. Way to liven it up.
Okay, so the astronaut's wife, he had short hair in that one.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe he was filming that at the same time because it was released in 99, along with the Ninth Gate co-starring Christopher Walken. Oh, no, wait. No, that's Nick of Time. Never mind. Ninth Gate is that
Ooh, I like
movie.
Nick of Time, by the way.
I like Nick of Time, movie. Too, yeah.
That's a fun movie.
It's definitely a blockbuster movie when I worked at Blockbuster Video.
The astronaut's fife. I was holding on to that one for 4 minutes.
Jesus. Let it fly, baby.
I had to. It's bothering me. Yeah, this is definitely hoarder. I think his eyebrows. He's hoarding eyebrows.
Yeah, no shit. Trim that shit. He's got 9 dead cats in his bathtub. In his clawfoot tub.
Yeah. All right, so this is where we're going to store the dumpsters.
Yeah, this is a bad wig.
Yeah, right? What is this?
I don't know.
It's getting bigger. I mean, if this is a reshoot scene, this is a hell of a fucking scene to reshoot. See, look at the hair there.
That looks different. Maybe it's just because this is pushed back a little bit more.
Maybe.
I don't want to be I don't want to be deconstructing Depp's hair for a fucking half hour.
I mean, it's not. We could. I just want to go with wig. I think it was a wig.
Yeah, I think so too, because it looks like more natural here. It looks like his hair.
Yeah.
My father. Your
father. Yes. My father
thinks you should return to New York.
My father.
My father.
What do you think about, like, Americans playing British roles to do the accent? You have a problem with that? Do you feel like...
I've always thought, I can go back and forth.
Because
for the most part, I'm like, isn't there enough American actors to do an American accent, you know, to speak how they normally do? Isn't there enough English actors that can speak in an English accent, you know, the way they usually do, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. But I still go back and forth with it.
Yeah, because there's a shit ton of English actors that do a phenomenal American accent.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's the name? Oh, is that Stringer Bell? Well, he played Stringer Bell in The Wire, but Idris Elba is like one of the best examples for me, because zero idea that guy was English. And then I watched him in Luther and I'm like, what? What the fuck? And he's a phenomenal actor, but it's just, what the fuck?
It's kind of like Ian McShane with fucking Swearingen.
Yeah, absolutely.
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 All right, so I guess we like when they do the accents, but it's something about the American actors doing the English accent. Mm-hmm. It's just not as tight as a Englishman doing a American. I mean, Depp's not bad at it. Maybe Nate P can chime in.
He's
got terrible English.
Depp's okay. Depp's okay. He's really bad in From Hell. I mean, I like the movie. It's not a great movie, but And I like Depp in the movie, but his delivery is not great. You never see the 21st
Secret
century.
Window?
Huh?
Secret Window? You ever see that?
Mm-hmm.
I like that movie.
Yeah, me too.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Hey, how about this? How about some of this blood? Oh! Fucking Benjamin Moore paint all over the
What's he doing? Just making out with her stomach? It's fucking weird foreplay. I mean, I don't know how they did it in the 1800s, but...
Oh, yeah, that's how they did it, though. That's what they do.
That was literally called going down on you. This is fucking going on her stomach.
Where else am I should go? There's nowhere else to go.
Father? Father? I'm not going father. You move to my father? No, go down father. Father? Don't call me father. It's weird.
Oh my god. That is a bit. Father?
Yes, go down father. That's not my idea, you fucking you crazy bitch. I'm not your father. No, go down father. That's what I said.
Who may be best?
Oh, be best. Shows up finally.
Finally.
Like we've been waiting for him.
What if Pete Best is on Cameo?
Oh my god, what a great idea. To fucking get him to do something for us.
Oh my god. There's no way.
I just want to say hello to the other Fab Three. Jim Lowell, Alex and Sarah and Pete. Hey, that's my nine! It's like fucking good one. Us.
Just turns it back on himself. I'm here too.
And then we fucking start haggling over the fucking price that we're gonna give him.
Like, dude,
like,
really,
that's not even what we wanted. All right, fine. 15 pence.
15 quid. Like, dude, we're in America, bro.
We don't know English money at all. It's pence. It's quid. It's stone.
Stone. Isn't that?
Oh, it's weight. It's fuck. Once again, proving the point.
Yeah. What are we doing here? Where are we at?
Constable, did you see my belly getting eaten out the other day?
I got it in the butt. The belly button.
They have all the jokes in this fucking
yeah.
version.
I took it up the button. Town is in ferment.
Horror, panic, tragedy. Hardenbrook is dead. Oh, no. All right, my fucking wife is not bringing me a beer. I'm going to go grab beer real quick.
Gab, I got it. Lying. She's a lying bitch.
Here's one thing you can say about this town of Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
You don't need sunglasses. This is constantly fucking... constantly foggy in Sleepy Hollow.
I thought I saw a sunglass hut.
I thought I saw, yeah, you're right. I thought I saw a couple of tents set up, like on fucking Canal Street.
Oh. Canal Street.
Ooh, look at this. I'm drinking a dead guy ale.
Mmm. I got high life right now.
Nice.
You have an ale?
This is a point. They serve points.
More Lord of the Rings coming at you.
They come in pints?
Still got to do Return of the King drinking game. I know.
I know.
I'd be throwing crucifixes at fucking the Headless Horsemen like they were Chinese stars.
They were?
I would.
Oh, you would.
Yeah. I'd be making little crucifixes.
Whoa.
And then tossing at them.
Yeah.
Boom. Ooh,
more axe stuff.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh. They're protected in there. All right, calm down. You're just going to get more mad. You can't get in anyway. Get off me, Pev.
Young Masbeth fucking loading a muzzle. He's in the mix too, man. I like this kid.
He seems like a good actor. Time to confess our sins. What is it that you know? Your four friends played you false. We were devilishly possessed by one who... I feel like Ian McKellen could... Oh, fucking right in the old forehead. I feel like Ian McKellen could have been one of these old guys.
He could have been in this, yeah.
He was probably busy in fucking New Zealand at this point. Prepping for the old Lord of the Rings.
Many that are alive deserve death. Many who are dead deserve life. Are you the one to give them to it, Frodo?
The Fellowship was 01. That's when that came out. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they could have been filming around this time, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably couldn't do it.
Oh,
that is fucking brutal, man. Oh,
that's awesome.
God. Just the speed that he flies out of that window.
Yeah.
It's fucking brutal. This bothers me. I feel like you wouldn't get a clean swipe. Let me see.
You'd have to get...
Right there.
Yeah, no, his head isn't too far out. His neck isn't too free from there.
Yeah.
You'd almost need like a guillotine type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Ichabod.
Give me the mini sweep. So is that kid, Lil Buscemi, does he do anything else? What does he do now?
He was in a couple of things. It doesn't look like he's too active.
Huh. That poor bastard. That was a good scene, that church scene.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at red carpet photos, premiere of this movie. Fucking Tim Burton with his grandma sunglasses. I'm going to send you this one. Anyone can see this on IMDb. It's him and... I can't drag it. I can't drag it because of the IMDb is like restricted. So, screen shit. It's the girlfriend that's in this movie and him on the red carpet photo. She has her sorceries out, and he's got his.
Oh yeah! Oh Jesus!
I think Johnny Depp fucking used Tim Burton's hair for this movie.
He probably did. Yeah, that photo just proves that once again that women are way better than men, way better people than men. These don't look at fucking looks or anything. They're just like, this is a great guy. Very creative.
Oh, you don't think it was money?
Could be.
Oh, I'm not saying that's what she is doing. I'm just like looking at him and going, okay. Maybe it was the money. Listen, I don't know. I'm projecting.
Honestly, we just look at all of our chicks and go, fucking, why are you with me?
Right?
So look at all of our chicks and just be like, yeah, you're a way better person than I am. Because I wouldn't with me.
She comes home like, really? He came back?
Yeah.
You still like me, eh? Cool.
Was that little circle thing on that one?
No, I was just going to ask you that.
What is that?
Let's see. I am like my mom that Googles right now. What is the circle thing on the window in the Sleepy Hollow movie directed by Tim Burton? All right, here we go. The appearance is called bullseye. It occurs because the panes are made from blown glass. Okay. In the past, window glass was poured, which means that melted glass was poured into a frame.
That makes sense.
It started cooling the moment it hit the air. It sometimes showed the circles that develop as a thick liquid.
So one of the paint. Oh, okay, that does make sense.
I knew that.
I feel it. I feel like that little book is almost like a handbook of the recently deceased kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
It's just like a made-up thing that fucking Burton created. Because I think that little book is like the small handbook of spells and witchcraft and all that other shit.
Like the book of the Necronomicon.
Necronomicon.
No clotting, no healing. He's grossed out by holding it real quick. He makes like a.
I'm telling you, I love Depp in this. He's so good. It's like he's leaning on a lot of his Benny and June, Buster Keaton kind of things.
Yeah. A lot of fainting in this movie.
There was something in the triv about fainting in here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, let me see. Oh, yeah. Tim Burton said Johnny Depp is one of the best fainters in the business. He also wakes up good for me. Waka waka.
Oh.
We got it. Ichabod Crane faints a total of five times during this movie. He is induced into unconsciousness by Katrina's medicine after his violent meeting with a horseman. Katrina, by comparison, faints twice.
We just saw the second one. It's a good tree. It's an iconic tree. I was going to say wah wah wee wah, and then I remember that Sacha Baron Cohen is in Sweeney Todd. The Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that.
Never got into that movie.
No? Because of the. Because it's a musical?
Yeah. And it's. I've tried watching it, and I just can't fucking get into it. For whatever reason.
Do you not like musicals? Is that where it comes from?
Well, that's the thing, is I do like some of them.
Okay.
It just depends. It's like people talk about, like, you know, what's the definition of porn? It's like, I know it when I see it. That's how, like, musicals is for me. Like, I can't say I love musicals or I hate musicals, because there are some that I do like, you know?
Yeah.
But that Sweeney Todd was just, oof. Did not like that at all. I think I don't...
A couple times.
I don't have a problem with just breaking out in song. I have a problem with dialogue being spoken sing-songy. This fucking bugs me. It's hard for me to follow it, I think. Makes it feel dumb.
I actually, speaking of feeling dumb, I tapped out of a foreign documentary show the other day because the subtitles were too fast for me. I can't keep up. I have no idea what's going on. And I just shut it off like 2 minutes in. I'm like, they're so fast. I can't read this fast.
Mm-hmm.
So shut it off. I said, yeah, whatever. I'm dumb. I don't care.
Come play with us. I saw his death.
Play with us, Hetty. If he would raise the
Hessian from the grave to avenge me. Good fucking heads, good fucking body props in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the weight on that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things that bugs me. Like, if people are drinking in TV, it happens a lot in TV shows, not so much in movies, but in TV shows, if people are drinking like a cup of coffee, you can tell that shit's empty. It's like they're just holding it too loosely.
There was something recently I was watching where someone was stirring and then taking a sip. I'm like, there's nothing in that cup.
You're not stirring anything.
There's nothing in there.
Let me stir this air real quick.
Because she took the spoon out of the cup, and nothing dripped off the spoon.
Yeah.
I was like, I call bullshit. Look at this exposition going on here.
Mm-hmm.
The old monologue from the villain.
That's some method acting right there, huh?
Yeah. I usually don't do this on adult women.
Or not even method acting, just really good acting.
Yeah.
Acting look like at he's fucking making out with a chick.
Ooh, I am gassy.
I'm not going to lie, I like that dress she's wearing. Pretty hot.
The old lady? This lady?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Oh, the other sister didn't really get the... You didn't get that makeup in the mail. She didn't send away for that quill by mail. It came with all the bathroom goodies.
I gotta imagine, like, to be during this time, to be living during this time, and be a woman that wants to put on makeup. Like, if you want to start putting on makeup, you have to be like, all right, I want to put on makeup in about 30 days. Let me order it now. So it fucking gets here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no fucking premium one day and shit, you know? Or no, prime or one day.
No, there's no prime. Your husband has to, or you go, you know, the woman goes on horseback to the town over, because that's where the makeup is.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably costs a fortune. You have to be rich, probably.
You probably have to kill like 3 horses to get some kind of lipstick. Like they make lipstick out of their fucking hoofs or something. Isn't that it?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Ooh, good slice. I like that Christopher Walken did this. I know he does like some goofy stuff, but...
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's good.
I last seen him in Man on Fire. And that was a revisit for movie homework.
Oh, I'm sorry. Last time you saw, I thought you meant as far as.
No. This was like last month or maybe the month before.
Yeah.
And we were doing a movie homework for movies and asking if they hold up or not. You know, whether or not these movies hold up. And mine was Man on Fire. It does. But he was in that. And I was like, shit, I haven't seen him in a while.
That's right. He plays his friend, right?
Yeah.
Denzel's friend. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember him in 7 Psychopaths. He was really great.
Great movie.
Yeah.
It was like one of the first movies I watched with my wife.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. I need to rewatch it, though. I haven't seen that in a long time. I think I've only seen it once, but I don't know. Really good.
7 Psychopaths.
All right.
Boom. How is that blowing up, by the way?
You know, proton torpedoes from Luke Skywalker's X-Wing?
Why didn't I think of that?
Why am I keep saying it? I got you.
Star Wars! Hey, shut up, me.
I I like how when he turns, the whole body turns.
Yes.
Like, because
typically the head would be turning.
Yeah, it's funny because like he could be staying still and looking left, but for the audience to know where he is actually looking, the whole body has to.
Absolutely. I love that too.
It's funny if you think about it.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good prompt. Do think about it. Because in any other director's hand, would they make that decision? Would they make that choice? Connect those dots, as it were?
That, you would hope so, because then the viewer's like, what is he doing just standing there? Where looking for the horse or looking at an attacker.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole body needs to whip around.
Speaking of, this is the first adaptation of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow that doesn't involve the actor playing the Headless Horseman having to conceal his head in the cloak, thanks to advancement in technology.
Ah, nice.
Head of the actor was covered with a blue mask that was deleted by means of computer graphics. The collar was also created with CGI to match the flow of the robe.
I got trivia right here. Giant Depp did all of his own stunts for the final scene where he's dragged by the horse. He had bulletproof clothing underneath his wardrobe.
Oh, shit. To bring it back to, can you hit that that clip of me again?
Yeah. You want to hit it first or you want to say
Hit it first.
Okay. Star Wars!
To bring it back to that, Ray Park is the Headless Horseman's stunt double.
Oh, a little Darth Maul.
Mm-hmm. And also ILM worked on this.
Star Wars!
I told you I met Ray Park, right?
If you did, I forgot.
I got a picture somewhere.
Nice dude.
He was nice to me. He was not nice to one of my female coworkers, I'll tell you that.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Like a misogynist thing? Or it just like wrong place, wrong time, bad mood, was a dick?
Nah, first one.
Okay. Not nice to hear.
More like I am this person. You know who I am, right? You know who I am.
Don't you want to suck my dick now?
Don't you want to see my double lightsaber, bro?
You know, I got that face makeup on my dick.
What? That doesn't really make sense, Ray Park. I fucking met him. And I just thanked him for writing the fucking tune for Ghostbusters. He got really upset with me, though.
Well, yeah, I would
considering
hope so.
He never wrote it. Yeah,
and that's why he got mad at your female friend.
Yeah, the company you keep. Because
you
that
told
shit.
Her to go tell him, "Hey, go tell him you love the Ghostbusters song." And it was the second time he heard it that day. He was not thrilled.
I just might use that for the what did you miss this week on Binge Media? Because I know Law's not going to listen to this, so I just want to remind him of that story. Because he was there too.
Has nothing to do with Sleepy Hollow. Oh, that does. Yeah, right. He does. Did the stunts. That's
little
right.
A little bit. A little bit.
Whoa.
But here's the thing, though. Headless Horseman in this film. Like when he's walking, when the fighting scenes, when he's matched up against, or at least standing next to other people, maybe not so much there, but looks pretty tall. And Ray Park is like, I'm 5'9", 5'10", and he was like, I want to say he was like a little shorter than me.
Oh.
He's a little guy.
Maybe they put him on like an Apple box.
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh, look at that late 90s CGI.
I don't mind it, though.
No,
it works.
Before the stuff came out, it was a little rough. Like this looks good.
I love how they do the cutaways, because that's when like most of the transformation takes place.
Yeah.
So they cut away and they go back and it's like, yeah, they go back, fucking really transformed a lot.
So did Christina Ricci's hair in that cutaway.
Oh, hey!
I wish I could do a fucking walking. I can't do it. I can't. I want to.
Ichabod Crane, I hid this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass for 2 years. Got dysentery. Give me the watch.
I'm just going to have you do it.
No, I can't do one either.
Hey, it's me, Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, here's your watch. Hey!
Hey! Ichabod! Am I right?
Dude, I have no head.
Just worst. Trying to get ahead of the game, you know what I'm saying?
You might say I'm the head of the class.
Who's sleepy now, Hollow Man? Jesus. Oh, those teeth are something else. Why does he have these teeth, though?
Look how happy he is afterwards, though.
Let me see.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa! He screams.
Yeah. Yep. Drag this bitch to hell with me. Maybe you'd like that movie better if it was called Drag This Bitch to Hell with Me.
Drag this. I hate that movie. It sucks.
Ugh.
Sorry.
What if you were a fucking ghostly entity, and every time you rode back into your tree, you just fucking there was a bunch of blood. That's gotta hurt.
Wait, a ghostly entity? Is that what you were trying to say?
That's what I was saying. I thought I was saying that.
Say it again.
Oh, shit. Look at it. It's nice and bright now. Let's change the subject. Look at these guys going to the sunglass hut.
Look, it's like November 19th right now over here. Bah. Bah. See, I can do that impression.
That's pretty good, too.
Can't do Christopher Walken. I can sure do a goddamn sheep.
Well, it sounds like Christopher Walken doing a fucking sheep impression.
Bah! Oh, God.
What was that? I thought it was Dracula for a second. I'm not going to lie to you.
Who, me? Bah!
I got my steak out. Fucking starving.
Now she's got that fucking Beetlejuice dress on.
Oh, he's going to turn her out in fucking New York City. It's like this country girl. A young Mazbeth with all of their shit.
He's going to put it up the button.
Up the button. Right in the button.
In the old belly button. Part 2. Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
That's it.
That's it.
Christmas. It's like a... Look. It kind of has like a Christmas ending.
It ends with... Yeah, it starts... It actually starts in the fall and ends with Christmas. I like that.
That's pretty good. It's kind of like where we're at. We're right in the middle of this whole thing.
Beautiful. This was fucking fun, man.
This was a good time. I enjoyed this. I want to thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
For telling me that you really enjoyed this film.
Oh, I love this movie.
A few months back, and I cannot believe I looked it up. Release date is the day we're recording right now.
Beautiful.
Back in 1999.
Beautiful.
I want to thank everyone for listening, watching along with us, or if you know this movie so well that you don't even need to watch the movie, you just fucking hang out with us.
Exactly.
Stay tuned for more shows on bingemedia.net. There is something for everyone on this network. And I'm back as far as commentaries. I don't know if you missed me. I don't know if you didn't. But I'm here. I'm here to stay.
Boom.
As they'll have me. So.
Love it.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. BingeMedia.net. We'll see you on the next commentary.
Bye.
Later.
See you.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network at BingeMedia.net. Support the show by donating on Patreon at patreon.com/BingeMedia. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I didn't stop giving hand jobs because I wasn't good at it. I stopped giving hand jobs because I was the best at it.
Good job! Good job! Good job!
She's on the real world.